morning, Walshall. Somebody maybe here today like a copy of God's Word, written Word of God, offered to you freely. New Testament of the Bible, God's inspired Word, able to make a body wise for salvation, which is through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, inform yourself, be instructed, be wise, and know what it is that your Creator requires of you. God who made heaven and earth and everything therein, and the God who upholds the universe by the word of His power, that same God, your Maker, the Judge of all the earth, sent His only begotten Son into the world to die on a cross and rise again from the dead in order that sinners such as you might be saved, might be reconciled, might come to know your Maker, that you might be clear before the Judge in that day when He judges all men by His Son, Christ Jesus. So you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, please do feel free to come and ask for one. Gladly place into your hand treasure, the precious Word of God, the engrafted Word of God that is able to save your soul. The Bible, Word of God, we have all kinds, you know, of ways by which God communicates with us. You know, He supplies us with information. You know, He gives us promises. Promises, of course, which are to faith only, to faith that is in Christ Jesus. Without faith in His only begotten Son, these promises, of course, are null and void to you. You must needs believe. But then, of course, there are, as well as promises, there are assurances, and there are threatenings, and there are warnings, you know, all kinds of different ways by which God communicates to His creatures. Intelligent, you know, moral creatures, because that's what we are. God has made us, not, you know, with a moral accountability. And of course, has made us, you know, not like the brute beast, made us intelligent creatures, you know, with the faculty of reason, rationality. And so He bids us in His Word. He says, "Come now, saith the Lord, and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." And many, many other ways by which God communicates with us through His written Word. But of course, we love to talk about His love. We love to talk about the cross, the attraction of the cross, you know, that draws men to the love of God. But of course, apart from Jesus Christ, there is no love of God. God can't love men outside of Christ, outside of His Son. You have to be in Christ. You have to be in Jesus to know the love of God. Well, we love to talk about it. We love to talk about the cross that draws men, you know. It's the means by which, you know, and God causes men and women, you know, to see the manifestation of His love in giving His only begotten Son up to the death of the cross in order that they might be saved from their sin, from their perilous state and condition. Bible tells us, you know, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And the Bible tells me, my friends, that these are the last days in which we are now, in which these perilous times have come upon us. Perilous, that is, dangerous times, my friend. Dangerous time in which to be living in this world. Here's what God says. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Perilous, dangerous times, my friend. These are days, don't you know, when I suspect that the majority of God's chosen, God's elect, have been called into his kingdom. Not many left in the United Kingdom of Great Britain, of the town of Walsall. Many, many people day after day are falling into a lost eternity, falling into the damnation of hell because they lacked faith in God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, because they are careless, blatantly careless of their souls and their soul's salvation. They have no time and no thought for eternal matters. No thought of God before their eyes. They are stubborn, blind, naked and destitute of any righteousness before God. And therefore, day by day, many thousands falling, my friend, over that great precipice into a lost and into a damnable, I tell you, eternity. And so we warn you to flee. Flee from the present wrath of God. Don't you know? Know ye not what the Bible says? That the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth of the knowledge of God in unrighteousness and wickedness. Here you are, the wrath of God all over you like a rash now. But then there's the wrath to come. The fulsome, fierce wrath of God, my friend. One day to be visited upon you if you do not repent, if you do not believe the gospel, if you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall not and cannot be saved from the wrath of God. So we bid you, my friends, today, once again, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, because he won't always be to be found of you. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. He comes to you. He calls you sincerely, without any mockery. He calls you, my friends, by the gospel. He calls you, my friends. He says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, to his Maker, to his God, to his Judge. Let the wicked forsake his way. Turn from it. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. His, godless thinking that is. Unclean thinking. Thinking contrary to God and contrary to what God has revealed in His Word, in the Bible. So, my friends, we call you, or rather, the Lord of glory calls you. Seek ye the Lord, He said. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And in order to enter the kingdom of God, you must needs repent. You must needs turn from your sin. You must needs believe the gospel. What is the gospel? Christ died for the ungodly. Those who are ungodly. Those who know that they're ungodly. Those who know that they're apart from God. Those who know that they're estranged from their Maker. Those who know that they have no knowledge of God. No righteousness with which to stand before the judge in that day. My friends, Christ died for such. That in order, that in the way of faith, in the way of believing in Jesus Christ, His Son, that He might be saved. So my friends, today, if you hear His voice calling you, do seek Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, that is, shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall not be disappointed. Call, but call in faith, sincerely, truly, believing in the Son of God, that He might come to you and visit you with His salvation, that you might be not religious, but saved. Saved, my friend, by the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who alone can save you, who can do what all the religion in the world can't do for you, who can open the eyes of the blind, unstop the ears of the deaf, cause you to see as never you saw before. See your putrid state and condition and sin. And see, my friends, that Christ and Christ alone can save you. And you must needs have Him. And my friends, to hear not just the voice of a preacher, but to hear the voice of the Son of God calling you out of the world, out of your darkness, out of your sin, out of your state of death, and into righteousness, into His kingdom of righteousness. Call today, my friend. Call upon the name of the Lord that you might be saved. We have some warning given to us in the Bible. In Ezekiel, in the Old Testament of the Bible, at chapter 33, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, the prophet says, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be on his own head. Hear the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. He that taketh warning, he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. My friends, we live in perilous times, dangerous times, days in which not many people are saved, not many people are brought to repentance, not many people are brought to faith, a true faith that is, in the living Son of God. Not many, my friends, not many. Dangerous days, my friends, in which many, many people are falling, even as I speak, falling in unbelief into the pit of hell. Never, my friends, never to be restored to the favor of God. So here, take heed, my friends, to the word of God, to what God the Lord would say to you today. Take heed to it, my friends. Receive the word of God, the engrafted word that is able to save your soul. But if you neglect it, you neglect the word of God, you reject the word of God, you reject, my friends, the gospel that is set before you, well, your blood is upon your own head. You're already without excuse, says God, because of all the things that God has made. Oh man, whoever you are, says God, you are without excuse. You know that God is. You know the righteous judgments of God. You might be religious, but you don't know Him. You're not in a covenant of friendship with Him. You're not in love with Him, and He's not in love with you. His wrath is upon you. His holy wrath is upon you. And you're in a dangerous place and condition. And if you continue to neglect and to reject the gospel as it's set before you, as is proclaimed amongst you, your blood will be upon your own head. Won't be upon my hands. Won't be on my hands. Your blood will be upon your own head. So, my friends, take heed to the warning. Today, my friend, for some, the warning has been effective. God alone can make it effective. I cannot. I can warn you. I can tell you of the danger, but you take no notice. It means nothing to you. You just walk on by. It gives you no thought of consternation, no worry, no fear. I tell you about the wrath of God. I tell you about the judgment. I tell you about the damnation of hell. I issue the warning, but you take no heed to it. Why? Well, because God does not make it effective to you. That ought to make you concerned in itself. That God does not make it effective to you. That it just runs off you, my friend. But there are some, my friend, there are one or two in our nation, our world today, there are a few to whom God makes the warning effective. But unless God does, I can warn you, but unless God Himself warns you, my friends, you'll take no heed to it. You see, my friends, God calls and men come. God calls, God warns, God instructs, God teaches those, my friends, whom He would save. Those whom He has chosen before the foundation of the world to be His children, to be His people. Those, my friends, I have chosen you out of the world. Jesus says to his men, it's God in Jesus Christ who does the choosing. And those who are not chosen, the reprobate, the rejects, my friends. To one, you see, God makes the warning effective, and to the other, he does not make it effective. You're just passed by. But that, my friends, ought to cause you some consternation. That ought to make you tremble. Lest God should pass you by. Lest God should just leave you. And let the warning just run off you like water off a duck's back. I beg you, my friends, to think on these things. The warning is given. He that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. The warning is needed, my friend. Why? Because here you are, oblivious to your state and condition. Oblivious, my friends, to the fact that you're perishing in your sin. Oblivious to eternal matters. Oblivious to the fact that the judge is standing at the door, and soon you're going to be before him. You're going to breathe your last. And you're going to go out of this world very soon, my friend. And you're going to be stood before the judge of all the earth. And you're going to give account, my friend, of the times you heard the gospel. You're going to give account, my friends, of this day when you were warned, but you took no heed to the warning. Oblivious, my friend, to the condemnation that lies upon you. The weight of God's law hangs upon you, my friend. In all its fullness, because you've broken God's law at every point. And my friend, those 10 commandments of God, they're pointed like 10 great cannon guns. And you, personally, my friend, with God's finger on the trigger, waiting to pull it at any given moment that he pleases. Condemnation, my friends, to the uttermost. Because of your sin. Because of your lawless deeds. Because of your iniquity. Because of your mockery. Because of your unbelief, my friends. You're in a state of condemnation. I warn you, turn from it. Wrath is upon you. The warning is given, my friend, solemnly given, in order, my friends, that you might be turned. In order that you might be turned from your state of condemnation and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one who can take the condemnation off you. The only one who can relieve you of it. The only one, my friends, who can save you. Who came into the world and died on a cross and rose again from the dead in order that sinners like you, under the condemnation of God, that you might be set free, my friend, liberated by the Son of God through faith in his name. Only through faith in Jesus Christ, not your works, not your religiosity, not your doing, my friend. Nothing I tell you that you do can make you right before God. Only faith in Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Believing in Christ Jesus, that is. So the warning is given solemnly that the wicked of Walsall might turn and turn before they burn and turn to God's Son, Jesus Christ, in order that they might be saved from their state of condemnation. The warning is given, my friend. The warning is given by God's servant that God should still send his servants amongst you. And warn you, week by week, my friends, the warning is given to you. The gospel, the good news is set before you. The Son of God, my friends, who died, who bled and died on that cross, who shed his blood in order that your sin might be taken away. But here you are, wicked and obdurate, stubborn and rebellious, under the condemnation and the wrath of God, and it's nothing to you that God should still send his servants amongst you in order that you might be warned. That you might be warned of the danger, the imminent danger that you're in. And we come to you, my friends, knowing the terror of the Lord. Because, my friends, he's a terrifying judge. Maybe, perhaps, you're drunk with the love of God. Maybe, my friends, you've been told time and again by other well-meaning, sincere, but uneducated Christians. They come telling you that God loves you and loves everybody. But they don't tell you about the terror of the Lord. They don't tell you about the terrible judge that you're faced with in that day. If you do not repent and believe the gospel, you can hold your ears, madam. You can stop your ears, but you will not stop the voice of God. Get on your knees, madam. Get on your knees before God. Repent and believe the gospel. While you may, before you're before the terrible judge of all the earth. My friend, God's servants come to you and awaken your consciences. Yes, we accuse you. Yes, we tell you. We talk about your fornication. We talk about your illegitimate children. We talk about your heathen religion. We talk about your unbelieving evolutionism. We talk about your immorality, about all your deviant sexuality. We talk about your abortion. We talk about, my friends, all your wickedness. And we do so, my friends, not out of any delight. We do so to awaken your consciences, that you might be awakened before you stand before the judge. That they might be awakened, and that you might bring your guilty conscience to the cross, to the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, the only cure for an awakened and a guilty conscience. But again, I can issue the warning. I can warn you to flee the wrath to come. I can tell you these things, my friend. I can poke at your conscience, stab it, my friend. But I can't make it effective. I can't awaken you, my friend. I can't waken you out of your earthly slumber, rooted to this world and seeing and believing that there's nothing but this earthly world. I can't awaken you to heavenly matters, eternal issues. I can't awaken your conscience, my friends. Only God in Christ can do that. But we hope and we pray, as we issue the warning again today, that God would do that thing that I cannot do. That he would make the warning effective to you. We've told you about previous judgments. How God back in the day, how he drowned the wicked world in Noah's day. 8 precious souls were saved out of the entire human race. The judgment of God, the fierce judgment of God. We told you about Sodom and Gomorrah, who were judged for the same filth and immorality that abounds amongst you today. God rained down hell upon Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was burned to the floor, and every one of them amongst them. Sodom and Gomorrah, read about it. God sent hell to this earth, and he will send it again to this generation. If you do not take heed to the warning, if you do not listen, if you do not hear, if you do not turn, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, you will burn. Hell is a reality, and those judgments are recorded in God's word for you as warning. Warning, you're playing with fire when you play with the Almighty. He will not be paid lip service to. He requires repentance of you, of a serious variety, on your knees with your face in the dust, my friend, crying out to him for mercy, that he will have mercy upon you, on your damn worthy soul, that he will turn to you through Jesus Christ his Son, that you might be saved. So my friends, the warning must be taken. He that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. He who takes heed to the warning, he who takes it seriously, he who does something with it, he who repents of his sin, he who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be delivered. Serious attention, my friend. A hearing of the word of God and the doing of the word of God. He that does the word of God, he that believes the word of God, he that takes God at his word, his every word, my friend. The entirety, the whole of the Bible. Creation, providence, redemption by the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. The only way back to God, there is no other. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, says Jesus. No, my friends. You must take God seriously. You must take him at his word. You must take him at his word. You must believe. If you do not repent, you do not believe, you do not come to God by Christ Jesus, the only mediator, you have not taken the word of God, the warning of God, seriously. It must be taken seriously. It must be taken with serious belief, my friend. With a personal faith. A personal believing. Laying hold upon the Son of God. With an act of faith, my friends. A faith that is gotten of God. A faith, my friends, given to you of God, not of yourself, my friends, lest you should boast. It's by the grace of God, my friends, the gift of God, saved, my friend. A faith installed in you by the Almighty, by God Himself. Created in you, my God. Causing you, my friend. Causing you to be made again. Created in you in Christ Jesus. A new creature. Born again of God. You must, says Jesus, be born again. For the day is coming, I warn you. I warn you, Walsall, the day is coming. That if you're not born again, the day will come when you'll wish you had never been born at all. You must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Cannot repent of his sin. Cannot believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Cannot take the warning seriously. And be saved, my friends, from the imminent danger that you're faced with. So you see, my friends, a life of obedience. God writing His law upon your heart so that you live in obedience to God out of that faith given to you. Because unless you're reborn, unless you're made a new creature in Jesus Christ, unless you're given that repentance and faith, unless you're given that salvation, and I say given, not chosen, not worked for, not your choosing, God's choosing. Unless it's given to you, my friend, given. Unless God gives it to you, you cannot live. You cannot even begin to live in obedience to God. Obedience to His commandment. Obedience to His law. It's what He requires of you, my friend. That you might be turned from your disobedience to obedience. A life of obedience lived in gratitude to God for the salvation that He brings to you. Should He do so? So my friends, the warning must be taken. Serious attention to it. An act of living faith, my friends, in the Word and in the Son of God. And a life of grateful obedience. He that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. The warning made effective, my friend. And when it's made effective by God, the sinner is delivered. Delivered from his life of sin. Delivered from the guilt. Delivered from the condemnation. Delivered from death and hell. And given eternal life to the Son of God, who loved sinners and gave Himself for them. Justified freely by the grace of God, the gift of God, my friend. Free gratis, given of God, given, my friend. Made effective by the Son of God. Those who hear the gospel, those who take the warning seriously, those who repent, those who turn, those, my friends, who with an active living and personal faith believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, justified, made right before God, righteous, no more condemnation. They stand before God in a state of righteousness, not their own righteousness, but that of Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God revealed in the gospel. That, my friend, that's the righteousness that you need. not that of your own. Yours is like filthy rags, says God. Like a menstrual cloth, says God, in his sight. No, you need another righteousness outside of yourself. You need the righteousness of God revealed in the gospel. Gotten by faith in the Son of God, believing on Jesus Christ. God declares the sinner to be right. God declares, God the judge, declares the sinner to be altogether righteous through faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He's the righteousness of God. You cannot be righteous without Jesus. Delivered, your soul delivered, my friend, from the bondage and the misery of sin. Oh, the misery, the bondage, the captivity that you live with day by day. Your sinful habits entrapping you. And you can't get free of them. They bring nothing but misery upon you. You turn to the drink and the drink takes you. You turn to the drugs and the drugs take you. You turn to the filth and uncleanness and it takes hold of you. Captivate you. Captivate you. And the more and more you give yourself to sin, the more and more God gives you over to sin. And more your misery increases. Nothing but misery. Surely, as the sparks fly upwards, man is born to trouble. Few and evil are your days. Nothing but misery. You begin life by crying. You begin life by crying. It's the first thing that you do. And that's the way it finishes as well. Unless you take heed to the warning, unless you repent, unless you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Delivered, delivered, my friends, from the bondage and the misery of sin. And brought into the blessed, the happy freedom of the sons of God. Blessed is that man. Happy is that man, that woman, whose transgressions are forgiven. But no happiness, no joy. No, no blessedness, Lord. Not without the Lord Jesus Christ. Delivered, my friends, to a future of blessedness. Eternal life, my friend. Eternal life. Whosoever believeth. Believers, my friends, believers. Whosoever believeth shall not perish in their sin, that is, but have eternal life, everlasting life. My sheep hear my voice. They hear the warning. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And I lead them away from the danger. I sound the warning. I tell them of the danger. And they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. But without Jesus, without the Son of God, without the Good Shepherd, without you hear the warning, and take heed to the warning, you shall not be delivered. Your future will be nothing, nothing but eternal and everlasting misery. In the misery of the darkness, the bondage of your religion. Putrid, dead religion. Not religion you need. Resurrection that you need. Regeneration that you need. need to be made alive in Christ, the living Savior, not a dead prophet, a living Savior, alive and alive forevermore, never to die again. And those united to Him by faith shall never die either. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and live forever because of Jesus. Not a dead religion, not a dead prophet, not a dead pope, a living Savior, Jesus Christ, alive from the dead, and able to put that eternal life into your soul. But if you do not take heed to the warning, if you will not listen, if you will not hear, if you will not believe, if you will not repent and believe the gospel, my friend, your future is a dreadful one. Stand before the judge of all the earth. In your nakedness, destitute of any righteousness before God, having been warned, having the gospel set before you week after week, but take no heed, but scoffed and mocked and sneered in your hearts in unbelief, stood before the dreadful judge of all the earth, terrifying. Your bones will melt like wax, and your heart will melt like water in the face of the judge of all the earth, who will cast you into eternal flame, cast you into everlasting burning. Warned, warned of the danger, warned of the peril, warned of the precipice upon which you're standing, under the wrath of God, the holy displeasure of God, devoid of the love and the righteousness and the peace of God, ready to be tipped over the edge into the blackness and darkness and the pit of hell. That's the end of your unbelief. That's the end of your stopped ears. That's the end of your blindness. That's the end, my friends, of your natural state and condition as you are born into this world, conceived in sin, born in sin, live in sin, and die in sin, and lost forever. So today I bid you, take heed to the warning. He that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Take warning. The danger, the peril is imminent. Time is short. Short, my friend. The judge is already by the door. It would be inexcusable should you perish in your sin. It would be inexcusable. You heard the call. God called in the setting forth of the gospel. God called, repent ye and believe the gospel, but you would have none of it. You would have none of it. But unless God makes it effective, you will be stood before Him in that day and give account, I tell you. Inexcusable madness, and you shall perish inexcusably, you were warned, you were told, you were bid to flee the wrath to come. Flee from your sin. Flee from your self-righteousness, religious or otherwise. Flee from it into the arms of Jesus, the only Savior, and live a life of gratitude. Gratitude to God for such a salvation, that if you neglect, you will surely perish, I tell you. Perish in your sin, says Jesus, if you do not believe that I am He, the only mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. If you do not believe that I am He, the Savior of sinners, if you do not believe, you cannot be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ is God's command. And the assurance is, and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Walsall. That's the command of God. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Walsall, you'd like to have a copy of God's word, check it out. See that these things are so. Take my word for it. Take God's word. Read, study, digest, meditate upon the word of God. See the warnings that the Savior gives. Flee the wrath to come, He says. My friend, what if God written is offered to you freely? You're simply only for the taking. Like one you come and ask for one. May God bless you, Walsall. Bless you and have mercy, I say. Mercy upon your precious, never dying soul.